Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And before I get to my first guest, I have one of the past presidents on the phone. I have Maria Terry. Maria, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning to you, Maria. Thank you so much for calling in. How are things going over at the Route 40 Business Association?
Things are going well.
The year is getting ready to wrap up, but people can sign up right now, right? They don't have to wait for a certain window to join, right?
That is correct. We welcome people to join at any time, and they are able to do that by going to our website, which is route40business.com, and they can fill out the online membership application as well as pay the annual fee.
And the website directly is route4040business.com. And to make it simple, we'll have a direct link to get to that on our Facebook page and a link to your Facebook page too. So just go to facebook.com/WHGMGold and you can sign up now. And during normal, quote unquote, normal times, you usually have events every month. And I believe you had something scheduled in December, but that's changed because of COVID, right, Maria?
Yes, unfortunately, we had to cancel our holiday event, which was going to be held at Bushmill Tavern, but we are rescheduling that for April of 2021, and that will be at Bushmill, so hopefully people can join us at that time.
So then, is there anything coming up in the new year before that event in April?
Yes. So we are planning a luncheon on Wednesday, January the 13th at 11:30 at Water's Edge Event Center. And the speaker will be the Harford County Sheriff, Jeff Gaylor.
Okay. And people can keep posted if that's still going to be going on through the website. Is that the best place?
Yes, we are monitoring the situation and we will have updates on our website. So if people would like to just keep checking in, they can see whether or not that event will take place.
And if it does take place, can non-members attend or is this only for members, Maria?
So non-members can attend. We welcome everyone to our event. And again, they would be able to register for that on our website.
And will there be an option to view from home?
Yes, we do for our luncheons have the option for people to attend in person or they can attend virtually.
All right. So you give the people options so they can keep up to date directly on your website, route40business.com/. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. And we'll have a direct link to get you to your website and your actual Facebook page. So, Marie, I do want to thank you so much for calling in to get the word about some of the things you have coming up. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure, Maria. Thanks again and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Thank you. And my actual first guest this morning is Lynn Miller, the owner of Station Plaza, and she's on the phone. Lynn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Justin.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. Sure. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you calling in. I'm doing okay. Thank you. Of course, you're with the Route 40 Business Association, right?
Yes, I am.
And like, about how long have you been with them, Lynn?
Actually, I have been with them recently. I just became aware of them. I've just become more active in the area and the association and finding out a lot of good information through them.
Okay. And so how long has your business been around for?
Now, my business is actually Commercial Plaza, which is located in Aberdeen right next to the train station. My first husband, Howard Fowler, built the building in 1988. He passed away and I kind of inherited it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So since then, I've inherited it.
So great. Not that you should be having regrets, of course, but from what you've seen being with the Route 40 Business Association, do you kind of wish you joined with them beforehand to see the benefits you're getting now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The networking opportunities and the fact that they support local charity organizations. I run a nonprofit is what actually attracted me to them. So it's a great resource.
Yeah, absolutely. And whether you're starting out in business or been in business for a while, it's definitely worth reaching out. And if you do want to reach out directly, you can go directly to their website, which is Route40Business.com. And to make it simple, if you go to our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we're going to have a direct link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. So for those of mine that have heard of Station Plaza, can you kind of explain a little more what that's about, Lynn?
Sure. It's a small commercial strip mall. It's located, like I said, in Aberdeen next to the train station. It's anchored by a Aberdeen auto care shop. And I also have 15 additional tenants. They range everywhere from churches. I have a Spanish church, a hair salon, insurance agent, a dance studio, great Caribbean restaurant, which I frequent often for their jerk chicken. Quite a few things. We have a fingerprinting, background check, like I said, insurance, lots of different tenants, small businesses in there. And we've recently opened a venue, which I'm really excited about. It's a 2,200 square foot, newly renovated area that she leases out for different events and birthdays, weddings, funerals, etc.
So if someone is having something coming up, I guess, post-COVID, and they kind of want to book that, what's the best way to get started with that?
Well, you can contact me and I can put you in touch with the tenant. Her name is Maisha, and we work very closely together. We all have a great working relationship within the building. We support each other, especially during this pandemic. Actually, a lot of my tenants are using that space right now for different networking events. They're very COVID aware and follow all the precautions and what's necessary for this unfortunate time.
Oh, that's good. So then what's the best way to contact you, Lynn?
You can reach me or my cell, which is 410-591-9341.
You want to say that one more time?
Sure. It's 410-591-9341, and I receive a lot of text messages as well as phone calls. So if you can't reach me via a call, please text me and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Great. So you can find out more information about the Station Plaza, but then you're also involved with a nonprofit organization, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, my son became many years ago addicted to heroin. He struggled with that addiction for many, many years. I am blessed to say that he is now 6+ years in recovery and working recovery in the field, helping others.
That's amazing. It's a major issue in both Harford and Cecil County, right, Lynn?
Absolutely. It's nationwide, but Harford County especially is struggling right now. There's a lot of great organizations, nonprofits, and resources in that area. We are a nonprofit. It's all on a volunteer basis, so we have no particular affiliation. And so therefore, we can provide a lot of different resources, both in and out of state. We focus mostly on community education, prevention, awareness, and the resources. We particularly support those in recovery and those trying to get there.
It's called the Maryland Heroin Awareness Advocates, right?
Yes, it is. Maryland Heroin Awareness Advocates. And a lot of times we just abbreviate it MHAA. And that is something that is actually my passion. So I'm very much 24/7 making myself available to help those struggling and also their loved ones.
And on the website, there's a quiz people can take about a stigma. Can you kind of explain what that's about?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that they're actually in the throes of addiction. And there is a big stigma against people that struggle with substance abuse. This can happen to anyone. Everyone knows someone that struggles or has struggled or maybe even lost someone to either opioids, heroin. Right now, fentanyl is a major issue in our state. But everyone knows someone that struggles with substance abuse, unfortunately.
Absolutely. And there's no shame in reaching out, so they can reach out on the website. But people can reach out on the website also if they want to volunteer to help out. Is that correct?
Sure. We're always looking for supporters. Right now, we're struggling a little bit with our financial resources. We help a lot of people that are actually in recovery homes. And due to the pandemic, of course, jobs are at a premium. So we like to support them and make them aware that we're here. We see them. We know what they're struggling with and how hard it is. I have a project going right now, we all do, in different areas of Maryland that support those in these recovery homes during the holidays with making Christmas bags that are filled with different gifts, hygiene products, and different necessities that, believe it or not, add up as far as an expense to each person that is there. We also help them with rent and providing them with literature to keep them on the road to recovery.
That's amazing. And people can make a donation through the website?
They can do that. If there's any issues, lately our website has been down. We're trying to fix that. So if there's any questions or if someone cannot access the website, I would like to encourage them to please reach out to me through my cell phone.
Which was what again?
The cell phone is 410-591-9341. I'd also like to encourage anyone out there that is struggling right now that this is strictly confidential if need be, and that help is available and treatment is effective.
And that direct website is mdheroinawareness.org. To make it simple, if you go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold, we'll have a direct link to get to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have a direct link to get you to that website for more information. So people can volunteer and they can donate with that right now, and then they can find out more information about your actual business, Station Plaza. So, Lynn, you have a lot going on, so I appreciate you taking the time to call in today. Get the word out about this. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. And you have a good one.
My pleasure. You too, Lynn. Take care. Thanks again. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with April Cheatham, the one-by-one child partnership specialist for Extreme Family Outreach, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And my next guest is April Cheatham, the one-by-one child partnership specialist for Extreme Family Outreach. April, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, April, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Route 40 Business Association, correct?
Yeah.
And about how long have you guys been with them?
I've only been with them about 2 years, but I hear that Extreme Family Outreach has been with them for many years.
Because it's been a while, from what I understand, you guys being with them. And from what you've seen, would you recommend to other businesses, whether they're starting or been in business for a while, to reach out to them, April?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's an amazing organization, and they really love and support each of the businesses, especially during the COVID.
Especially during the COVID when you need all the help you can get, and they send out resources and stuff like that, right?
Yes, definitely.
So it's definitely worth reaching out. And if you do want to reach out to the Route 40 Business Association, you can go directly to their website, route40business.com. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have a direct link to get you to your website for more information, which is simply extremefamilyoutreach.com. And for those that might not have heard of Extreme Family Outreach, can you kind of explain what that is and what you guys do, April?
Oh, absolutely. So we are a nonprofit that goes out into really rural areas where they are considered unservable. We target low income, and we target areas that have been deemed as high risk. And we go out into those communities and we just offer a number of services to help them be self-sufficient.
Do you guys have a centralized location?
Well, we have an office in Joppa, but we have 10 locations that we go and actually serve in Edgewood, Havney Grace, and Aberdeen.
With COVID going on, you guys are still reaching out to these families?
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely following the CDC rules, but we're still going out into the communities and just being safe, but at the same time, making sure that these families have the resources that they need to continue to be self-sufficient. So we've just been going out and dropping them off at the doorsteps and kind of knocking on the door and just, you know, giving them some air fives and just going on to the next home. But we've been out there since the beginning.
Are you looking for volunteers, or can others get involved with this right now?
Not right now with the volunteers. We're trying to make sure that we keep everybody safe. Mm. So So we just finished a 9-week session where we actually went out into the community. But with the numbers rising, we're kind of being very careful about our volunteers.
So people can make donations, though, through the website to help you guys out that way?
Yes, you could definitely make donations. We have multiple ways that you can help support and to keep us in the community. We've got monthly sponsorships. We've got trifolds. There's different things that you can do to continue to support the community. It's important to sponsor, especially in the holiday season and giving, but we need to remember that it doesn't end during the holiday season. There's still children hurting after the holiday season. And for $25 a month, you could sponsor a child that really helps us to be able to continue to be in the community, continue to invest into the families, and continue to help them to be self-sufficient.
Because other than that, you know, food, clothing, all these things, these kids need help with. And so this money, you know, just $25 goes to help out the kids in the community.
Yeah. It helps us to be able to do home visits. It helps us to give them resources. It helps us to make sure that we're there for them and that they know that we have resources for them to help them to get through.
So they can sponsor that way all year round. And that's all on the website, extremefamilyoutreach.com. And they can see what's coming up. And I know with like Thanksgiving coming up, you know, this coming week, and you guys are there to help out those families during that time, right?
Yes, we've got all the volunteers that we need already for Thanksgiving, but Christmas is coming up and we definitely need some help with that.
So what's going on in store for Christmas? What do you need help with?
So when the COVID started, we only had 500 kids. And then as the weeks went on and people started losing their jobs and things started happening, we ended up with 900 kids.
Wow.
So these families are in great need. And there's a lot of our kids that are hurting. We don't know if Christmas is going to happen for them, but we're really trying hard to make this happen. So we've been asking people to adopt a child for Christmas. You can go right onto our website and go onto Star Kids, and you can pick a child from within an age or a gender. And all you have to do is at least offer a $30 gift. You could do more than that, but we ask for at least 30.
And that would be like a $30 like cash donation where you'd go and get them a gift that way, or you'd go and buy them a gift for $30?
No. So there's two different options. One, you can say, I don't want to go shopping for the gift, so we'll give you the $30 and you do the shopping. Or you can just pick the child and then you do the shopping, take the name of the child to the bag, and then just bring the bag into the office. Our goal is just to make sure that they have something.
So they go on the website and then they can see different ages and genders, pick one and pick out a gift to make sure they have a nice Christmas coming up next month?
Yes.
So where on the website is that located?
So you go, as soon as you click onto the website, it's going to pop up. It's going to say Star Kids. All you have to do is click that. And then all you have to choose is the ages. The ages are broken up in different categories, and you can choose what age that you want for your child. And then there's going to be a bunch of names that's going to pop up, and then you can choose from that. My family actually did 4. We're doing Christmas a little different this year. So we're going to do a Christmas gift for each of my kids, and then they're getting money to purchase a gift for another kid. So it's a nice tradition to start.
It is the season of giving, and so now's the time to give back, especially when people have had a hard time like this. So can people start selecting these gifts and kids out right now?
Yeah, they're available on the website right now that you can go and choose what child that you want.
And then when they choose to buy the gift themselves, how do they get that gift to you? They bring it off and drop it off to you guys?
Yeah, you could just drop it right off at our office and we'll be able to take the gift from you, and then we'll give the gift to the child on the appropriate date.
Okay, so they can drop off the stuff that way. And again, any questions, they can stop by the website. Is there a phone number they can call?
Yes, they could call 410-676-1212. And our address is 801 Philadelphia Road in Joppa, Maryland.
And also on the website, people can sign up for updates to keep up to date with the latest things that is going on with the Extreme Family Outreach, right?
Yes, you can sign up for the newsletter and it'll keep you up to date on everything.
So the best way to get started is to go directly to your website, extremefamilyoutreach.com. And to make that simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. And when you click on there, they're going to have a direct link to get you to your stuff for more information. So, April, I do want to thank you so much for calling in today. Help get the word out about this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. Until next time, have a great day.